The Partnership for Public Service and Deloitte are busy recalculating rankings for the best places to work in the federal government. They didn't get it wrong the first time. They got incomplete data from the Office of Personnel Management. Now OPM has released more survey data. Here with an update, Mallory Barg-Bowman, Vice President of Research and Evaluation at the Partnership. Mallory, what happened in the first place with all of this data? This is all from the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, Tom, and thanks for having me. So as you know, we've been releasing the best places to work in the federal government rankings since 2003. And in order to do this, we rely on OPM's issuance and administration of the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey. It's really a very powerful tool that has a really simple idea. It asks federal employees how they feel, what they're experiencing in their workplace. And we've really valued and treasured that partnership for the past several years. We typically get the data, you know, October, September. And this year in October, we were informed by the Office of Personnel Management that the Systems of Record Notice, or otherwise known as the SORN, that allowed them to share the data with us was not up to date. And because of concerns about privacy, they were going to be providing us dramatically fewer subcomponents than they had in the past.
Because that's been the most interesting list. I think it's 305 agencies long or components long, and you can really get the fine-grained view of how the government is operating. And so it wasn't a matter of withholding data. They just didn't have it ready for you?
Well, it wasn't a matter of readiness. It really gets to a question of granularity. So when we get the data, we go through great steps to make sure that the privacy of the respondents is protected. And the way we've typically handled this with OPM is that any organization with less than 300 respondents has the opportunity, if they have more than 30 respondents, to opt into the survey. The organization can say, yes, we would like the Partnership for Public Service to get our data, and that allows them to be included. This year, for any organization with less than 300 respondents, even if they did opt in the first round, we were not provided the data. What did happen, though, in the 11th hour, the day before we issued the rankings, was OPM was able to update the SORN and sent us the full list of data. So the next question is, what does this mean? The top line score does not change. This doesn't change for the large and mid-sized agencies. What this does allow us to do now is to finally provide transparency around the small agency data and the agency subcomponent data.
Yes, because, for example, you know, take DHS, which has many, many components. You could find a big difference between FEMA listed under the components list and, say, Transportation Security Administration, which was some distance away from FEMA on the list. And now we'll be able to see that again when you do this recalc.
That's exactly right. And Tom, as you know, within a large agency like the Department of Health and Human Services, like the Department of Commerce, like Department of Homeland Security, the real opportunities for change does lie within the subcomponent level. It really comes when you see how our leaders helping to execute their mission. We know that feds really come to work because they care about the mission of the organization. And until you can get, you know, some transparency around the subcomponent data, it's really hard to see that at play.
And with, say, 300 respondents or some small number of respondents, how could you possibly find out who said what anyway?
You know, we always want to make sure, Tom, that the privacy of individuals is protected. But we also want to balance that with a commitment to transparency and making sure leaders are held accountable for what feds are saying about their workplace. And so we make sure that when we run the best places to work in the federal government rankings, we put unbelievable protections in place so that we are never putting any individual's identity with what they say on the rankings. There's a question in the survey, it's question 41, that asks, I believe the results of the survey will be used to make my work a better place. And, you know, that score is really very, very low. The 2017 score on that question is just above 37% reporting positively. And you compare it to private sector norms, about 68% of people in the private sector report positively on that question. So it is absolutely essential that feds feel that when they are filling out the survey, that people are going to use it, that they're going to pay attention, that it's not just going to sit on the shelf. And really providing transparency around it and holding leaders accountable for these statements is part of that big picture.
We're speaking with Mallory Barg-Bowman, Vice President of Research and Evaluation at the Partnership for Public Service. Now, I remember a couple of years ago, we had the discussion where when individual managers get the results, they can find to a very fine-grained degree which units are doing well and which are not, even within a small agency. So in other words, you could possibly, they could, if they had the full data, be able to get pretty close to who said what. This is the kind of thing you're trying to avoid getting out into the public?
Well, even managers, you know, the data are protected. It's really, OPM makes sure that when federal managers get the information, that they get information that's useful, but that still fundamentally protects the identity of individuals. It is essential that people feel safe responding to the survey and that they feel comfortable responding to the survey. And so there really are substantial protections put in place around making sure that there's still anonymity associated with the survey.
I guess what I'm asking is, though, as looking at this from a federal manager's standpoint, if I'm in, say, an agency that's got issues like TSA, would I be able to know how the scores in, say, one headquarters division differ from the scores in another headquarters division, which wouldn't be reported publicly, but I might know internally how I compare to the overall score?
For that kind of information, you'd have to look at OPM and talk to them about the protections that are in place. It's my understanding that they still put in protection so that you can't figure out who said what.
No, I understand
that.
But
that's really an OPM
question. But they can come pretty close to their own little office on the overall score, even if they don't know the individuals.
They can look at the office, but as long as the office is big enough, is my understanding. And again, I think that would be a question for OPM.
You know,
that they want to make sure, again, that you have transparency and that the leaders have as granular of data as possible, but they also really do have quite a few steps in place to make sure that you can't identify who said what.
I guess in an extreme example, if you are the manager of two people and you said, well, here's your two surveys back, and they both say you're a louse, then you know what those two people said.
Well, and I think my understanding of it, and again, you'd have to ask OPM, but my understanding of it is if you only have two people in your work unit, you wouldn't get those data.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good. So people can stay friends even if they work in an office. That's good or bad, I suppose.
I guess so.
When can we expect the recalc from the partnership in Deloitte so we can see that list of, I guess it's 305 last year?
Yeah, so it'll be at the end of January. We are going to have our typical awards ceremony here at the partnership, and we will release the small agency rankings at that time and the subcomponent agency rankings.
Okay, well, that'll give us another bite at that apple.
We can certainly talk again.
Mallory Barg-Bowman is Vice President of Research and Evaluation at the Partnership for Public Service. As always, thanks so much.
Thanks very much, Tom.
Find more information and a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.